Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign. This is Our Home by Jim Phillips.
So let's see. A moving truck came and moved out Delima's apartment items. We had a memorial service. Found out that Zalima's husband had been killed a short time ago, and he was a construction worker. Sent some people being very concerned about where he used to work. We had to work very hard for a period of time, and eventually things calmed down. There's a bunch of research done in terms of finding out that indeed her husband had died at a boys' construction site up in Washington Heights. We found out that the burial plot for our first friend had been paid for by somebody at Boys Construction.
Not just somebody, the guy we met, the guy who came to do the readings.
Kevin went up to look at the Washington Heights site and met somebody who seemed a little nervous about Boyce. Feeling some personality roles. He was even more nervous, and Kevin gave him the apartment number, and he said he might come visit us sometime. I think there's a bunch of other stuff around boys that we're finding out.
Yeah, there are the different deaths on the different construction sites for several key buildings that we discovered.
I didn't think there were other deaths. Yeah, there were a few other accidents, but we didn't find any other work site deaths.
OSHA deaths didn't happen, but
right. There may be others. That's right. There may be ones like murders or
non-work site murders. He did that. Oh, it doesn't seem like there are any more workplace deaths thing.
But yeah, they're killing people.
Thank you. For some reason, I thought you had planned to do the research on any deaths at the other site, but you're right. You had looked at the construction incident reports and didn't find any. But whether there are others unrelated to the construction, you don't know yet. And I believe we missed a date change at some point in the notes. I think last session was Monday the 18th and Tuesday the 19th, bringing us to Wednesday the 20th.
Clever.
Up and at 'em. I will amend one thing.
Ooh.
The gentleman that Mr. Mazur met in Washington Heights, the friend of
the husband of
Santos Mendoza. Yes. Yep. He did give you a name. His name is Sergio.
Oh, good. I was hoping I got a name from him.
And he didn't say he might drop by sometime. He said he might drop by tomorrow, meaning today.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, in that case, I know I will wait for him today. Let's see. I don't know where the notes are, but adoption rules, address of site, or yes, and close. Burial records. Here we go. Sergio. And we'll come by on tomorrow.
So you're going to hang out at the Hoffman Building, Mr. Mazur, hang out around home in hopes that Sergio does indeed come by.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Griffin, Mr. Michael, Mr. Romero, plans for the day?
Ooh, well, it will be wise to do some research at the library to find, there are going to be a lot of deaths, but maybe near the sites.
So Mr. Romero is going to the library. Okay.
I think that was my original plan, so that's what I'll be doing as well. Continue looking around near the sites and deaths and that sort of stuff.
And Mr. Michael to the library. Mr. Griffin?
I think I'm going to... So hearing of the exciting time that that happened yesterday at the other work site with Mr. Mazur, I think I'm going to pick another one of these sites and just go visit it, see what's going on. So
cool.
There are okay. four of them, Great Kills, Oyster Bay, Queens, and Brooklyn.
There are four of them. No, there are six of them altogether.
Four in New York City and then two outside the city.
Yes. The four in New York plus Great Kills and Oyster Bay.
And it's Wednesday. Okay. Well, yeah. I guess I will go to the Queen site then.
Okay. Queen's site. Sounds good. You all probably, you know, give a high five on the way, say good luck at the library. Stay safe out there in Queens, Mr. Griffin. Good luck, Mr. Mazur. Try not to get killed by the strange unknown gentleman coming by.
Right. Might be playing some basketball.
And let's follow Mr. Griffin first. So Queens is a bit of a hike from Staten Island.
Yeah, you got to take the ferry over and then take the underground subway over. Yeah, it takes a bit.
Yeah. But you can certainly make your way there. You have the address.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there and you find a construction site. It looks very much like the construction site around the Hoffman Building. It is effectively an entire block that is fenced off all the way around. Just, you know, simple cyclone fencing, nothing fancy. There are, you know, signs hanging on the fence. You know, property of Boyce Construction. Do not enter. This kind of thing. The site itself is graded flat and is, you know, graveled over. And much like, you know, your construction site, kind of otherwise, it's basically empty. You know, there's an old construction shed and, you know, maybe, you know, somebody left a shovel off in one off at, you know, one corner or something like that. But, yeah, there's not a whole lot here.
I'm going to walk around a little bit and see if I see anybody sitting on their stoop or, you know, just sort of hanging out near a corner type thing. Just trying to find a friendly looking resident of this area.
Okay.
Got a luck roll or something or. See if I get mugged.
Where are we? We are in Queens, right? Okay, yep. Make sure I have my notes.
Random creature generator.
Okay, yep. how about a spot hidden roll?
Ooh, that's a hard success.
So this is, you know, again, much like the site on Staten Island where the Hoffman Building is. You know, this is a residential part of Queens. And in the large respects, it actually looks a lot like the same kind of neighborhood as on Staten Island, right? The kind of the surrounding buildings are, you know, mostly single family homes, kind of, you know, packed in close together, you know, small, narrow things, driveways down the side, you know, old carriage houses or, you know, garages out back. And then just kind of this one, you know, block that's been cleared kind of in the middle of all this. It is reasonably busy. You know, there's cars going by. There's kind of depending on when you get there, you know, you've probably gotten there, you know, after all the kids have gone to school. You know, but there's still traffic on the streets. There's still, you know, people kind of walking up and down the streets. You certainly don't see anyone who seems to be paying particular notice to the construction site or you.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't expect so. I'm really looking for, you know, an older gentleman who's sitting on, you know, the stoop of their house just out there because it's, you know, it's October. It's still, it's a little chilly, but not so much so. And, you know, people, you know. Yeah, I'm really just trying to look for somebody who I can go and ask, like, oh, you know, what's going on there? What are they building? Trying to get some background history.
Sure, you can find someone like that. That totally makes sense.
So I will approach kind of the guy.
Retired-looking gentleman, you know, kind of sitting out on his front stoop, having a smoke.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to disturb you, but I'm fascinated by that site over there. Have you lived here long?
Oh, yeah. We've been here for 40 years or so.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm just so interested. I mean, there's so many people trying to find, you know, housing, and so many businesses in New York, and you've got such a nice neighborhood here, and just all this looks just such a lovely little neighborhood and thriving. And then there's this piece of land just sitting there. Are they going to put something up there at some point? Some sort of housing or something?
Oh, I think someone said at one point they were going to build some apartments or something like that, townhomes. I don't know, some kind of brownstones. I don't really remember. It's been over a year, hasn't it, since they came in?
Has it been that long? Oh, I thought maybe they just temporarily paused. It's over a year. That's in this city, you leave land like that lying around for a year. That's a pretty expensive tax bill at the end of the year for nothing to show for it.
Yeah, they went balls out. Just fence went up one day and seemed like they had all the houses tore down the next day. And so
at some point I'm going to sort of turn my body and sort of be looking the way he's undoubtedly looking at this point, so that we're looking at two guys sort of standing around having a conversation rather than me interrogating him.
Sure.
And it kind of feels a little bit like, you know, when he was on the theater, for example, you know, speaking to an audience type thing. But I mean, Boyce Construction, I've seen that name. I mean, they just came in, they tore things down, and they just left it. Boy, I mean, is there anybody in the neighborhood who's up in arms about it? You know, just people not having housing, and then there's just land just sitting there? I mean, you've got to have a neighborhood association or something. I mean,
that's... we don't have one of those fancy, what do you call them, HOAs?
No, not one of those. I'm just saying, in New York City, every neighborhood has some sort of group or another that's getting into things. That's weird. I mean, and nobody knows why they just stopped working. That's so strange.
Well, it's their site. I guess they can do with it what they want to. But people grumble about it every once in a while. But what are you going to do? It's
hmm. Well, I mean, I guess there's nothing you can do. You're right. If it's that's where they want to spend their time with their money on that, I guess good on them. Good on them.
I mean, if they're just going to leave it like that, it'd be nice if they built a park or something like that. But I guess all that costs money. Maybe they just ran out of money. I don't know.
Yeah, but they're still paying for taxes. I mean, I think the real problem is, I mean, don't kids just break in there all the time?
Oh, I see one running across, some young punk after school running around inside there on a, I guess the other kids dare him or something, but.
Oh, I bet really... they throw their bikes over the fence and just go zipping around in there.
No, I can't say I've really seen. Well, I mean, maybe they do. I'm certainly not out here.
No.
Not guarding the place. I'm not out here all day.
No. You've got better things to do. Well, you know, it's just so strange. You just don't see things like that anymore. Everybody's in such a rush to build things. Good talking to you. Good talking to you.
Yeah, pleasure.
Saunter away because I think it's exactly the same situation as the Hoffman Building, so I'm going to walk it around in another time or two and see if I can see where kids might be sneaking in into the fence.
Okay. The only kind of thing you see, obviously, is the same kind of setup again that you saw, you know, around the Hoffman Building, and that Mr. Mazur reported in Washington Heights, right, where you kind of, you know, you have the gate and it's not the most secure gate. Mm-hmm. Certainly, kids could squeeze through, but as you know circumnavigate the site and you know look at it, you don't see kind of any of the obvious things that you might expect to see, like graffiti. Not that there's really any place to graffiti onto, except maybe the signs on the fence themselves. But there isn't any of that.
Are there any structures at all in there?
There's a small shed.
Okay. Huh. All right.
Like a tool shed kind of thing.
Well, you know, I will walk around and try to get a sense of the neighborhood and that sort of thing and see if I see anybody else who seems interested in what's going on in there. But can't stay here too long. I got to work later on. It's a long trip, so...
Yeah, I think you already made your spot hidden roll, right?
I did.
Yeah,
hard success.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you wander around and you don't really see any.
Perfect. All right, I'll cross it off our list of places to get super concerned about for now.
Okay, let us cut to the library, Mr. Romero, Mr. Michael, Team Research.
Yes. The neat roll.
Well, what are we researching first?
Well, we were looking up all the different locations and deaths around those areas.
Yeah, so let's see. We know that when they started the construction site, people started dying. Well, that guy died. We know that something strange happened also on our building construction and near the equinox or the solstice. So near those dates, close to the construction sites, strange deaths reported.
Okay, so strange deaths near any one of the construction sites around those dates.
Near the equinox and, you know.
So are you looking through the newspapers or?
Newspapers, yeah.
Okay.
And obituaries.
Newspapers, yeah, okay.
And that's obituaries, yeah.
Yep. Okay. And Mr. Michael, you're doing the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Library use rolls are called for, I think.
12. Which my library use is 29.
Very nice.
So hard success.
I failed the first one. I hope there he wasn't the only one.
So, you know, over the course of, let's say, the first half of your day at the library, just to give Mr. Romero a second shot at it, over the past 6 months, Mr. Michael, you are not able to find anything.
Okay.
Nothing in the newspaper, even in the obituary columns, that seems related to any of the four sites in the city as regards strange deaths.
Suspicious in and of itself.
Indeed, it is.
Let us cut over to Mr. Mazur. So are you hanging out on the stoop? Are you in your apartment? Are you going to play basketball and just keeping an eye on the building and hope you don't miss anything?
Yeah, I got to play basketball and keep an eye is really the plan.
Okay. So, yeah, shortly before lunch, so, you know, kind of 11, 11:30, around this time frame, you, from across the street at the basketball courts, notice a mid-30s Hispanic gentleman, you know, kind of rough, you know, workman's blue-collar clothing, walking towards the front door of the Hoffman Building, and you absolutely recognize Sergio from yesterday.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll toss the ball to whoever I'm with, tell him I gotta go, and Sergio!
Yes. Mr. Mazur, was it?
Yes, Kevin.
Kevin, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes.
Do you want to come in or stay outside or get a, I don't know, go to the gas station and get a hot dog?
He kind of looks around. Give me a psychology roll.
Right. I'm not paying that much attention, apparently, to his psychology.
Okay. He kind of looks around. He looks up at the Hoffman Building. He looks at you. Maybe we can just walk and talk.
Of course. Yeah. And, yeah. So we head that way. Maybe walk around the. I think it'd be fun to walk. No, I'll ask him. I'll say, so I can tell, and certainly for good reason, that you don't like boys construction. And I sort of point to the construction fence, and I say, this is theirs. I don't know if you'd rather stay away from that, or...
He looks at the fence, and he looks at the signs, and he kind of looks through, and there's no one here. I don't think they...
No.
There's no one here who would be listening to us, so it's probably okay.
Oh, good. Yeah, so I guess it's on me here. I don't even know where to start, but a bunch of us in this building here have. We think we're set up, framed somehow by boys construction. We have no idea why, but it's also definitely
framed.
True. That,
what do you mean, framed?
Had, you know, charges brought up against us that are nonsense. I say most of the folks that live in this house were were just in prison recently.
He looks at you. He looks back at the Hoffman building. Zulema and Santos weren't criminals.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
But everyone else is.
Well, there's a few other folks that aren't, but seems like there's a too large to be a coincidence, shall I say, of folks that that did time, and I'm pretty sure they're all innocent. It's hard to tell, of course, but
and you think Boyce got you put in jail?
I do. And I have no idea why. But I also think they're behind something that ended up getting Zulema killed and another person that lived here. And boy, I'd love to figure out what it is, what's going on.
You mentioned that about... You said Zulema was killed recently. He kind of tears up a little bit. She was such a lovely woman. Santos loved her very much.
I only knew her a little bit. I never met him. He'd already passed on when I got here, but she was certainly quite nice. I actually met her when she had a memorial for another lovely woman that lived here. I think they both died of the same thing, as far as I can tell. And I don't know what it is. I don't even want to talk about it. But they were attacked. It was pretty brutal.
Oh, the women here in the building, you mean?
Yeah.
Attacked? Attacked by who?
I don't know, but someone with a crazy violent streak.
Well, are they? No, of course the police aren't doing anything. They're, let me guess, they're covering it up, just like Boyce covered up and lied about Santos's death.
Well, they did try to frame the first woman's granddaughter for the murder to begin with, but that didn't pan out. So, yeah, I think they're just going to let it drop. What happened with Santos?
Give me either charm or persuade.
Did I get a bonus die because he walked all the way over here just to tell me this? I don't need it. 30 is a success on either. We'll take persuade. I think I'm more of a persuader.
That sounds good. That sounded more like being trying to be persuasive and open and honest rather than charm him into revealing what he knows. Well, do you know what Boyce said? What they said about Santos's death?
They said he was run over by a bulldozer, and the guy who was driving said he came out of nowhere. Sounded like a completely made up thing.
Yeah, I saw that. I told the police what I saw.
Yeah.
Gibb, the site boss. He had a different story, and he managed to talk Jose into his story, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, what do you think happened?
I was there. I saw it. I know what happened.
Saw it. Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. We were working, you know, we cleared the site. We had, you know, taking down a bunch of houses. Nice houses, too. I mean, big.
It's weird what they're doing, isn't it?
Well, you were there, right? You know that the neighborhood right, well, in Washington Heights.
Sort of point of defense, and I say they did exactly the same thing here. They took down a bunch of houses and then stopped construction. There's something real fishy going on with these guys.
I mean, taking down, you know, little house. I mean, I don't, you know, I got nothing bad to say about Staten Island, but taking down little houses like this is.
Oh, I hear you.
It's one thing, but I mean, no, I mean they were nice houses. There was nothing wrong with them. You know, we could have moved right into them, but no, we you know, knocked them all down and took all the debris away, and then they had us digging for a while.
Yeah, what were you digging for?
They said we were digging the foundations out. What they said.
Did they have you digging in some weird areas? Like sort of random, like not something that seemed like a building foundation.
Well, I mean, we certainly dug the foundations out. You know, we were clearing
then
the ground
back in, I guess.
That's for sure. But yeah, you know, filled them back in, and you know, they definitely had some. They called them geological surveys.
Okay.
Test pits, kind of dug around in various parts of the site.
Yeah.
They said they were
heard of them.
Yeah, something about you know some of that. You know, the fancy engineering stuff about making sure that, you know, bedrock and stuff, but we were never digging down that deep. and he kind of looks around. You can make another psychology roll if you want to.
Still not successful. Okay. I'm well trained, but not as well as my dice would like me to be.
Fair enough. And, well, you know, then as when we were doing that, I mean, you know, houses had been there for a while. You know, we dug up some old tin cans and, you know, there were some coins and, you know, bicycle parts and car parts and usual
relatively
kind of stuff
recent stuff.
Yeah, usual kind of stuff you find buried around, but it's got to be somehow they found out, right? He wouldn't give it to
what?
Him. They well, Santos said a couple of days before he was killed, he found something.
Oh.
He found he showed it to me.
Yeah,
he showed it to me, and then
is it like a necklace?
Yeah, it wasn't. How'd you know?
And I'll describe the one that we have.
Oh, the brooch.
The brooch, yeah, it's not that.
Oh no!
The brooch is a pin, right? Sorry. The thing that we've been using to look back in the past is a brooch, not a necklace?
Correct.
Okay, never mind then. I don't. I just say a necklace, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, he showed it to me the day he found it. I have it because he gave it to me the next day.
Oh.
Said,
you have it with
said you? He said he was worried because I guess someone from Boyce, I don't know if it was Gibb or someone else, had apparently threatened him. He denied finding it because he said he wanted Zunima to have it.
Sure.
The next day he gave it to me, and the next day he was killed. He was run over by a bulldozer, all right.
But
a bunch of us
purpose.
Were there. We saw it, but oh, absolutely. Yeah, he had... Gibb had sent him to work on one of the holes, you know, to work on filling in one of those geological survey holes, and Jose just barreled right over him.
Mm. Horrible. And then that's such a, I mean, you don't have the necklace with you, do you? Do you wear it?
No, I was...
Was it like a women's necklace, or like what was it like?
Santos wanted me to give it to
Zulima.
Yeah, try to make sure that Zulima Got it. He thought it might be valuable. Maybe she could sell it or something.
Oh, gotcha.
Move out of the city.
Wow, that'd be pretty valuable.
He looks like around diamonds again.
Or something?
He looks around again.
I'll look around with him.
He kind of leans in close. I don't know what to do with it now. I don't want them to come after me. They think I have it. I mean, it's been months now, but...
Do you think they looked for it on Santos after they killed him?
Oh, absolutely they did. They did. Yeah, they were... Yeah, Gibb and some of the other suits, they were all over Santos before they finally, called the ambulance in.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. That's kind of weird. I mean, the only thing I think is that we have a photo of Zulima's parents, but that seems a little like, I feel like you've got the necklace. You should, but what does it look like? I'm curious about it. Like, must be crazy if you think you could move out of the city on it.
He looks around again. Looks at the construction site that you're walking next to. Then he kind of even without making a psychology roll, he clearly changes tone. He kind of speaks up, loudly and clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, it's about lunchtime.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty hungry myself. You want to go grab a burger?
Yes, I would love a burger.
Oh, there's a shop just down the street here.
Great, let's go there.
Excellent.
Head off towards lunch.
Okay.
Let's cut over to Mr. Griffin. Was there anything else you wanted to do in Queens, sir, or are you just headed home?
I don't think there's anything else to do. That's not actually, now you've got me wondering. This is the land developer we met. He gave us a business card. So now frantically, his business isn't in Queens, is it?
You mean Alex Leonard?
Yes.
The one employee of Boyce Construction that you've actually met so far?
Oh, he lives in Queens. Interesting.
He does not. His business card is
for the office.
For the offices of Boyce Construction, which is in Midtown Manhattan.
Oh, sorry. I was on mute there talking. Maybe I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
Okay, because it says in our notes Alex Leonard lives in Queens.
Oh.
Which he might do.
Yeah, I'm going to find a phone book and see if I can find Alex Leonard anywhere near this site. Pull out probably a quarter at this time period to call the operator, see if I can get an address or whatever it takes to sort of see if he's anywhere near this building site.
Oh, okay. There we go. Oh, I'm okay. Sorry.
So that Alex Leonard in that Queens. Yeah. Right.
Oh, that Queens. Yes. I just searched the note for. What are they talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. I need to, yeah, so I will. Mm-hmm. I definitely need to work on organizing all of these people.
Yeah. No.
Too many names. Your pain. Who wrote this damn thing? White Pages, Leonard. There are a bunch of Leonards in New York City.
Sure.
There are a bunch of Alex and A. Leonards in New York City.
Right, but how many are in Queens?
There are three.
Huh. Well, are they anywhere near where I am, the three addresses?
Why don't you make a luck roll?
All right. I don't know what my current luck is, but I'm going to guess it's not going to work out. Hold on. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, no, it's a success. Just a regular, though.
One of them is.
All right. I will go to that person's house, knock on the door.
Okay. So the A. Leonard that lives not too far away, you know, 4 or 5 blocks away. You know, this is kind of all housing, again, of the same type, right? Small single-family homes, you know, that were clearly built back in the 30s or whatever. You know, not falling down. These aren't slums, but, you know, they've clearly seen better days. You know, could use a bit of a freshening, let's say. And you knock on the door. Yes, hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Alex Leonard of Boyce Construction.
I'm sorry, of what?
Boyce Construction. I'm sorry, I may have the wrong house. I'm sorry.
My husband's name is Albert.
Oh, I definitely have the wrong house. So sorry. Thank you for your time.
Oh, okay.
I will take note of the other two Alexes that are left in Queens. And now I will get on the subway to make my way back again.
Okay, fair enough. Let us cut back to the library. Mr. Romero, Mr. Michael, you have a couple hours left in the day before you have to head home.
Mm-hmm. You give it another try?
Second round of research. Library use.
And now it is a hard success.
Just needed your coffee.
And Mr. Michael?
Okay, so so we're doing more in the afternoon of the study, the library.
Did you I would want assume another so. Role? Yep.
Yeah. 25, so that's a normal success for me.
Okay. So in the first part of the day, kind of Mr. Michael kind of leading the charge, you were able to get, you know, through, you know, the past 6 months, didn't find anything. In the second part of your research day, between the two of you, you know, you make it, you kind of scan at least the major papers all the way back to the 1st of May last year, which is when, you know, the permits were issued. And you similarly find nothing. There are no reports in the newspaper of, you know, any sort of major deaths or, you know, murders or bodies found mysteriously in or around any of the construction sites in the city.
Interesting.
Can I take, and I will take idea rolls from the two of you.
Yeah, not very smart guys. 92.
Well, I got a 0.8. My intelligence is 80, so I'm a reasonably smart guy.
So it does occur to you, I think someone kind of maybe had commented on this earlier, that the fact that you didn't find anything is itself strange. And it does feel a bit strange. You know, in New York City in the 70s, a vacant construction lot, at the very least, is a pretty good place to dump a body. You know, there's plenty that are found in bodies and parks and, you know, things like that throughout the city. You know, so to have these, you know, basically four, you know, entire empty blocks of the city over the course of an entire year and a half and not a single mob hit or gang violence or, you know, just some random psychopath killing someone and dumping a body there?
That is unusual. That's what I was thinking. It's unusual.
It feels unusual. Yeah, it feels weird. Let's cut back to Mr. Mazur.
Yep.
Or looking for a burger.
Having a burger with your good friend Sergio.
Yep.
Were
they listening?
I'm scared. I would be too. If they wanted the necklace, did they kill Santos for this necklace and didn't find it? I mean, if they find it on me, are they going to come after me? I don't know what to do with it. I didn't want to bring it out.
Sure.
It's probably just stupid. I mean, there's no one there. It's not like there was a security guard watching us or something.
Maybe. I didn't
see cameras or anything. But
I think you did the right thing.
They make me nervous.
As they should.
But yeah, no, it's...
That was trouble.
It's a necklace. Santos thought it might be valuable just because it's
old.
It's like, well, I don't know how old it is, but it's some kind of stone. It's like, here. He looks around again, kind of nervously, right? Reaches into a pocket, pulls his hand out. His hand
I'll
closed.
Sort of take it subtly, yeah.
Into a fist, tries to palm it to you as subtly as possible. Why don't you make a sleight of hand roll?
Oh, that's a good one for me. Sure, you don't want me to make a dex roll or something? 36 out of 10.
Okay. He actually rolled really well, so.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, between the two of you, you're pretty sure that
no one's looking.
Looks like maybe you were just doing some kind of weird fist bump or something.
So I'll drop my hand down, under the table in my lap and sort of back up an inch or two from the table. So I have a little space and I'll look down at my hand and see what this thing looks like.
And you see a necklace question mark. Mm. It's a chain, like a necklace chain.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it, links. They're not, super small, but each link is maybe 5 millimeters long, half a centimeter.
Oh, wow. 50. Okay. Yeah. Half a centimeter. Okay.
Right. And it is an unbroken chain in a circle. There's no clasp.
Okay.
It's clearly not silver or gold or any metal like that.
Okay.
It looks, and as you're looking at it, it looks almost like stone.
Okay.
Like the links are somehow carved out of a stone. And it's kind of a pinkish pearlescent stone.
Is there anything in common with the brooch?
It looks very much like the same stone of the brooch. Only instead of a big slab, it's been carved into this unbroken chain link.
Circle. I would like to make a natural history roll, if I may. I don't know if I did before. I don't remember doing one on the stone.
Okay.
That seems appropriate. That is a 48 out of 40. I'll spend 2 luck just because that's fun to do. And see if I know anything about this. Regular success.
This is on natural world.
Natural world. I assume that's the right thing. I have chemistry. No, yeah, it's on natural world.
Geology would probably tell you a bit more, but
yeah.
It kind of looks like an agate.
Okay.
Like a pearlescent agate.
Interesting.
And it kind of looks like a pink pearl as well.
Hmm.
But it's not even the brooch is not a pearl, right?
Right, right.
But it kind of looks like a pearl. It kind of looks like a light pink agate. But that still doesn't seem right.
Keeping it sort of under the table so no one can see it. The woman who died, I told you that it was her memorial where I met Zulema. She had a brooch made of the same material. And they killed her. And does this guy have a sort of obvious cross on?
Yes.
I will say, and I, there's something about the stone that she had it's not right. It's got some. Has anything weird happened with this necklace? I mean, other than obviously than Santos, but does it seem weird to you at all?
Well, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it looks like a necklace, but there's no clasp.
While he's sort of talking, I'm going to kind of focus on the necklace in my hand and just sort of try to use the similar energy as I did with the brooch.
Mm-hmm.
And I will
give me a power roll.
Yes. Yeah, all right. I will think about I think I'm only going to think about yesterday. 09. That is all kinds of that's a extreme success on PAL.
Are you thinking about the entire world or what's your
so yesterday no, I want to be specific. I think I'll just think about yesterday as I was going into work.
Okay. You focus on the necklace. You hold that time and place in your mind. Stare at the necklace. And let your eyes go a little soft, like you did with the brooch. Nothing happens.
Okay. So yeah, so he sees me zone out briefly, and then a smile sort of crosses my face, and I was like, "Oh, maybe not. That's a good thing." Well, I don't know. It feels weird to say it. I mean, I'd certainly hold on to it for you, but obviously, you don't really know me, and it wouldn't necessarily protect you to not have it. I mean, obviously, Santos didn't have it, so. But I mean, I hate to not make the offer.
Oh, if you want it, Kevin, it's yours.
Thank you.
I don't want to throw it away because
that
feels like I'm insulting Santos. But I don't want it either. They come looking for it.
Yeah. Let me make a deal with you. I'll hold on to it, and if by some miracle it makes me rich, I'll send you what I can.
You got a deal. You're a good guy, Kevin. You're a good guy.
You too. I'm glad to know that Santos had a good friend like you, that someone he could trust and someone who was looking out for him.
I'm glad that that Zulema had friends like you nearby, even with what happened.
Even more than that, yeah.
Well, thanks, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You take care. You be safe.
You too. You too. And keep it's working for anybody other than boys.
Yeah, couldn't work for boys even if I wanted to. They've stopped hiring. They're not doing anything.
It's crazy, isn't it? They've got 6 big construction sites and all of them look like this one. Or yours.
Yeah. Big company like that? I mean, they stop hiring, usually that means they're going under, but
they're just holding the land.
They haven't hired anyone for a year now, it seems like.
Well, since they stopped construction, it seems like all these places.
Yeah. They haven't gone under, so I don't know what's going on, but again, you be safe, Kevin. You be safe.
You too. You too. And I will sit there at the soda fountain as he heads off.
Okay. And probably eventually make your way home, I assume?
And eventually go home and shower and go to work, yeah.
Okay. So the four of you can meet up back at the Hoffman Building shortly before work. Probably exchange notes.
Definitely. Yeah, I definitely want to get some. I'll get folks into. I want to go into the. I'll say I want to. I want to go into the manager's room. If she's not here, I want to show you guys something.
Yeah, screw okay. It. We'll yeah. Let's. It's unlocked still.
Oh, good. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but something. Something feels a little safer in there. It's kind of weird.
Huh.
So who do we have? We have Frank, Peter, Kirk, and me. And Frank and Peter have both looked into the brooch, right?
I believe that is
yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Perfect. And who has it these days?
I think sure Frank, Frank has it.
Frank? That's what I think. Okay, cool. So, yeah, so if Frank, you coming?
Yes.
Good.
Of course.
So, this, I'll pull the chain out. I'll say this, this was found on the construction site up in Washington Heights. And look at this. It's made of the same material as that brooch. It doesn't seem to work the same, but the guy who found it, they killed him. And but he'd already given it to somebody else, so they didn't get it from him. So I'm wondering now if they're, you know, all these holes that they were digging, they dug these foundation holes on the site and then they buried them back in. And I think the guy found it in one of those, like the just like we, you know, the six holes with the map and the people 1600 years ago who were digging things up.
So they're looking for some sort of relics with powers?
That's my guess. I think they found, and we've got two of them here, I think. Mm-hmm. And do you have the brooch with you?
I do.
Can I see it?
Sure. And I give it to you.
I'm looking for any way the two of these sort of physically go together.
So, first of all, looking at them, they are clearly made out of the same material.
Okay.
Yeah, you. I mean, you were pretty sure of that before, but looking at them side by side, no question. Worked completely differently, obviously.
Yeah.
A circlet of chain links versus a flat polished stone. Give me an intelligence roll? Okay. Question mark.
Can we open?
Sure.
A normal success on intelligence.
0.5, so extreme success for me.
95.
I'm you're doing well right
today. Yeah.
Long day at the library.
Exactly.
Okay. So yeah, there's, you know, he kind of turning them over and, you know, looking here, looking there, you know, the necklace, you know, again, is just this, you know, perfect unbroken, you know, circle of chain links,
yeah.
Right? There's no, you know, sort of piton, there's no, you know, clasp, there's no, you know, hook, you know, attach pendant here or anything like that,
yeah.
Right?
And the brooch, stone is just smooth, the brooch, yeah.
Yeah, the brooch is just a smooth stone with a little circle of kind of, you know, decorative wire around the edge.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, it too, you know, there's no, whatever you call that little bit on a pendant.
That, oh, yeah, the hoop, the circle that the clasp would go onto.
Or that the chain would go through, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. Yeah, there's no kind of obvious way that these two things attach to each other.
And the chain is obviously a lot longer than the, like it would go around several times around the, or at least two or three times around the stone.
It is more than big enough to put over your head, so yes.
Right, okay. I will, so first thing I'll do is just sort of holding the stone flat in my hand, I will sort of coil drop the chain onto the stone, you know, just sort of make a pile of the chain on the stone.
Yep.
I don't know, see if sparks fly or anything else weird happens.
Nope, nothing happens.
All right, well, here goes. I will put the necklace on.
Okay.
And I will think back to our lunch with the hamburger today.
Okay.
Bold.
So just the necklace, or are you gazing
Thinking about the stone, wearing the necklace.
Okay,
so
you're going to gaze into the stone as you did before.
Yep.
But now with the necklace around, focused on that burger joint an hour ago or whatever, 30 minutes ago.
Yep.
Power roll.
63 out of 60 is not a success.
Yep, I don't know. Maybe Sergio has you a little rattled and a little nervous with his what you're guessing was nervousness, even though you failed some psychology rules. Certainly, he claimed that Boyce was after these, and you're thinking, are people out there willing to kill for him? Yeah, it's kind of hard to focus on it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of a mess right now, but I'm not feeling anything different. Like it doesn't, but, and I'll hand the brooch back to Frank. I don't know, man. But anyway, this is amazing. I'll take the necklace off. I'll say, I mean, it's made of the same stuff. And look at this. It looks like it was carved out of a single stone. Cause there's no, like this must've been a single stone just carved amazingly in order to make it with no clasp. I don't know how you do that. Especially if they did it 1,000 years ago or whatever.
I mean, should we be carrying these around with us or should we be hiding them or?
Yeah, I mean, probably we shouldn't put them in our storage lockers in the basement, that's for sure.
No.
But we could probably hide them somewhere pretty good. In fact, I'll put the chain in. I bet I can hollow out some of my.
I want to give it a try before you.
Sure.
Before you put it away. Yeah, yeah. Let me give it a try.
I also want to give it a try.
You what?
Jim?
One at a time. Mr. Griffin, what were you?
Oh, no, I also want Frank to give it a try. But
that's okay. That's what I was wondering. I didn't hear you say. Perfect.
Okay.
Nice of you.
I just want to have a basically like he. Doesn't want to use them because he doesn't like using them, but I want to have a look over the stones before, basically feel them for like ridge marks or anything, you know, maybe there's something in carved into it slightly, you know, scratch marks, look over them to see if there's any sort of markings on them.
Spot hidden roll.
Spot hidden, 17. So that's, at least a normal success. I could probably bump. My spot hidden 63. So that's. Oh, I could even break that down by. I'll spend the 5 points and take it to an extreme success.
There is nothing that can be seen with the naked eye,
mm-hmm.
or felt with your delicate professional athlete fingers.
Cool, then I'll pass them over so that Frank can give them a go.
Okay.
All right, and what I will try to focus on is the day that Carolina was born. And I'll see if I can focus around the building.
Okay. So you're going to focus on the Hoffman Building, 21st of June, 1970.
Yes.
And you know she was found in the evening, so probably sometime around there.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay. So you're going to stare into the brooch as you did before. What are you doing with the necklace? Anything?
I will put it on. Okay. Just like, exactly the same.
It drops over your head. You can feel it there. Kind of cold against your skin. Hold up the brooch. Stare into it. Let your eyes go soft, trying to look through it. Focus on, hold that time and place in your mind, and make a power roll. I assume that's a failure.
So I keep failing all my rolls tonight. Yes.
I'll keep you alive. That's good.
Yeah. Mr. Mazur probably has you a little nervous too about all this stuff about people wanting to kill for this necklace and somehow did they cause the Asuncion to be killed as well because they wanted the brooch?
Absolutely.
Intelligence question
about that from who, everybody or
from everybody?
All right.
Oh, 05.
There you go. This is my turn for not so much.
The idea of, if Sergio is to be believed, which presumably you are believing.
I believe him.
Yeah. Then, at least representatives from, Boyce Construction, apparently killed Santos looking for this necklace. The idea of someone killing Asuncion for the brooch, someone
I'm not getting it,
doesn't seem to make as much, that makes sense, right? You can follow Sergio's story. If he's telling the truth, it absolutely makes sense. Okay, I get that, right? The idea of someone from Boyce somehow killing Asuncion for the brooch does not make nearly as much or any sense.
Right, because it was a monster. Because
at least one of you, witnessed what you believe to be the Asuncion's killing.
Yeah.
There wasn't kind of, it's a much different thing being attacked by, that terrifying hound in your apartment that came out of the walls, apparently, versus run over in broad daylight with a bulldozer. But then also, you found the brooch just sitting there in Asuncion's storage locker in the basement.
That's true.
Right? The only, person who rifled, who may have rifled through Asuncion's stuff has nothing to do with Boyce, right? It was Ms. Bach.
Well, I don't know that she has nothing to do with Boyce, but yeah.
Well, but she's Hoffman, she's Hoffman Management, Hoffman Property Management.
Right, but we know all these things are connected.
And, if she was cleaning out the apartment looking for the brooch, all she had to do was go down and, have the movers make one trip down to the basement and would have found
it. I'm pretty sure that I have gotten myself caught up in the lie that I told Sergio. Like, I think they killed her, but I don't think they killed her. Like, and I think they killed her even, I think she died because of the necklace or the brooch, rather. But I'm with you that it's not, it doesn't seem like a,
yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no, there's also no question that, you know, at least one person from Boyce knew that Asuncion had the brooch.
Ah, right. That is very true. I like that. That's super true.
Because he was paying her for her using it, so.
Right. Yeah.
Food for thought.
So many foods.
But anyway, it's probably time to get to work.
Yeah.
Drag. Still work.
As the evening goes, the morning comes. Thursday, the 21st. Any particular plans for the day?
Yeah.
Have we gone to the other sites that are outside of our area, the island in there?
No.
Not in New York City. Not yet. I'm tempted to go and have a look. I mean, I've got a feeling they're going to be the same. So it's so Staten Island,
which is where you are.
Yep, New Jersey.
Where no one wants to be.
But we haven't been there yet, have we? We haven't looked over that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a haul to get there.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to get to New Jersey?
It depends on what part. I mean, there probably is a ferry that goes from Staten Island to New Jersey. But probably doesn't run very regular.
So, or Jim, would take... a day... Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no, please.
I was going to say, Jim, so a day trip out to New Jersey is possible, like going out there, going to Great Kills, and then having a look around and talking, and then heading back?
On a weekday, you figure you could probably get to Great Kills. The Long Island site is more likely...
easier.
I'm sorry, my geography is wrong. Retcon.
Okay.
Sorry. The New Jersey site is in Amboy. Not Great Kills. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
How's that spelled?
Great Kills is on Staten Island. A-M-B-O-Y.
Okay, so Amboy, New Jersey. So
yeah. And that's a fairly easy one to get to. Even though it's not in New York, it's because it's right across the river from Staten Island.
Oh, cool.
The Oyster Bay site, you know, is definitely a longer haul. You don't think there's any reasonable way that you're going to get, you know, out there, you know, spend more than, you know, a minute and turn around and come back on a work day. That's probably not going to happen.
Okay, well, then going across to Amboy would be not too bad. Yeah, I think I might head out there to take a look at the site this day and talk to the locals if it's just across the river.
Okay. So Mr. Michael is headed to Amboy.
I would like to try again, perhaps a different tack to find the foundation plans that would have been submitted for the building permits.
Okay, Mr. Mazur is going to do construction permit building plan research.
Yeah.
Mr. Griffin, Mr. Romero?
So we, when we found out the notes, she had talked about like Vikings or something being in the area, or maybe Frank saw Vikings digging and doing something in the area.
She did, wrote about the Vikings.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go to whatever the local library is and try to do some research on Staten Island and New York area in general and the Vikings. Because I don't think I know, as a player or a character, anything about Vikings in this area.
Okay. And Mr. Romero?
I'll go with Peter.
Okay. Keep the team together.
By that mean two lone people and two people that hang out together.
Seems reasonable. Okay. So Mr. Griffin, you are headed to the local library to look up information on Vikings in New York.
Yeah, or any Viking book they have. He says, knowing his library use is not very good. And figuring he should at least be able to charm a librarian to get him a Viking book.
Library use roll.
Nope. Can't even see the number. It's so far above it. Hello down there. 20%. Hello. I'm assuming that I can find a book on. Well, if there's a book here, I'm assuming I can find it.
Yes, there's.
May not be the right book. Yeah,
there's absolutely books on Vikings. There's a fair amount of them. Maybe you just get distracted on, some Norse mythology. Thor, Loki, Baldur.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not going to get distracted by that. I may not find the exact book for New York, but I'm definitely not going to go look up about Freya or anybody like that.
You
says watch. Trying to outgeek him in Norse mythology. Yeah. So I'm just going to check out books from the library, kids, and take some books and go home and read books for a while.
That sounds. Like reasonable. Fun. We'll come back to you. Mr. Mazur.
Yes.
So you were headed back to City Hall, the planning.
I think it's got to be City Hall, yeah.
Zoning department. Records, construction, permits, plans, this kind of thing. So what are you looking for?
I am looking for the foundation drawings for the Washington Heights site.
Okay. So as in the plans that Boyce had filed to say this is what we're going to build, that kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Okay. I will short circuit you a little bit.
Okay.
And if you end up wanting to go somewhere else and do something else, that's fine. But when you first looked up the permits for, I'm sorry, you're looking at Washington Heights.
Yep.
Sorry. I was going to remind you of what you had found on the permits as regards here in Staten Island.
Right. So was just preliminary information, I think, if I remember correctly.
Well, the permit itself had said, building plans to be filed later.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
For the site on Staten Island.
Yep.
So, you know, it'll take you some time to dig it out. I'm not even going to make you a library use roll because you already kind of know where the, you know, where Mr. Michael kind of can have passed this information off, since he's the one who found the construction permits for Washington Heights. You know, but you can take some time, dig those out, read through them in some more detail, look at their related information. And the permitting for the site in Washington Heights is effectively identical to the permitting for the site in Staten Island. Plans to be filed later.
So I would like to ask the whoever is on duty here, town, whatever, I guess the, it's not really going to be the town engineer, but the town, the permit officer or whatever.
Yep. The records office people. Yep.
Yeah. I'll basically say, so there's this project in Washington Heights and they had dug the foundation holes, and I'm just trying to understand how they could have done that without filing. Like, was there any record of them getting in trouble for doing work that they weren't permitted for?
What's the permit? What are we looking at?
Boys Construction, Washington Heights.
Oh, let me have a look here.
Thank you.
So, yes, I permitted to tear down existing construction, clean and regrade the site, multifamily housing. Oh, that's interesting. Well, normally with a construction project like this, I mean, especially, you know, multifamily housing, you know, housing is already tight in the city. Usually the registrar wants to see, you know, what they're going to build there. Developers got to file that stuff because they got to plan for it and budget for it. And, you know, they want to know that what they want to do is going to be accepted by the city.
Right.
You know, so the plans to be filed later. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. Well,
I mean, is it legal? Do you think they would have had to, you know, pay someone off to get this accepted? Or is it just...
There's nothing illegal about it. There's,
okay, yeah, just weird.
It's just weird. I mean...
It's a risk, right? Because it might not get approved?
Exactly. You know, if they're coming back later and they're going to want to build, I don't know, you know, some new skyscraper, and the city and the neighbors say, no, we don't want a skyscraper there. We want it like this and like that. That's putting a lot of risk on your construction project. And, you know, the registrar in the mayor's office, you know, doesn't like to see land just sitting around. So they want to know what's going in there. So, wow, whoever these Boyce Construction people are, they must have had some serious pull with the mayor's office.
Mayor's office. Okay. Because the other thing that seemed odd to me a little bit is that...
Or, you know, the council in that area, or the, you know, councilman from that area, but
sure.
At least.
Huh, yeah. Because they had, at this site, they actually dug a bunch of holes for the foundation, I guess, and then filled them back in.
Well, that's...
As if they got in trouble or something.
Well, and there's a lot of reasons that they could be digging holes that look like they're putting in a foundation, and geological surveys, and this kind of thing. But as long as they didn't actually pour any foundations, it's probably okay.
Do they keep records when they do these, what do you call it, geological inspections and studies?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those kind of things have to be filed with the land survey office.
Ooh,
you know, for whatever's going up, the surveyors want to know what they're building on, and
absolutely,
because that kind of defines, you know, how tall can they go, how deep they have to make the foundation, all that good stuff.
Is there any chance I can look at the results from the geological survey they did for this thing?
Oh, that'd be at the land registrar's office. It's three okay. floors up and blah, 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 suite, whatever.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, there's if I have time, I'll definitely public records. That. You can go search through them.
Oh, thanks a lot. That's super useful. Super useful.
Yeah, happy to help.
Every once in a while. You have a great day.
You too. Let us cut out to Amboy. Mr. Romero, Mr. Michael. There's a bus you can take. It goes across the bridge, across the river, into Amboy. Transfer to a New Jersey bus. Kind of get as close as you can, walk a few blocks. So this okay. is clearly a warehouse district. This is all commercial warehouses. There's lots of, you know, trucks going hither and yon, and you know, there's some light industrial factories, you know, making God only knows what they make in all these places, shipping stuff here and there.
Is it far from docks and that sort of stuff? You know, from the shipping facilities?
Yeah, it's not that far.
Okay.
And sure enough, there is a, kind of as you've come to expect, there's basically an entire city block that is cleared and leveled, graveled over, chain link fence around it, voice construction signs. The one thing that is different about this site than, you know, clearly the Hoffman site in Staten Island that you are so familiar with, and the Washington Heights site that was described to you by Mr. Mazur, and the site out in Queens that was described to you by Mr. Griffin, there is one thing different about this site. There's a tree growing in the middle of it.
A tree grows in it's not Brooklyn, never mind.
Could I at all sort of wedge the gate open enough to be able to slip in?
Absolutely.
Okay, go and have a look around the tree.
Yeah, you're not gonna be gonna be doing that with no one seeing you, but you can absolutely do that.
We can do it from here.
It's New Jersey. Doesn't matter. No, I'll go in.
Okay.
Don't go in there, Jet. Let's take a look at this place, and let's see what's happening first. We don't want to call the attention of anyone. Maybe.
I don't think anybody's going to pay attention. You can wander around and talk to people if you want. I'm going to have a quick look at what the tree and around the and on the ground.
What type of tree is it in?
Natural world.
I was afraid you were going to ask for one of those roles.
Natural
world. And I fail.
79, I don't think I would have succeeded either. No.
It's the wood kind of tree.
Well, does it look like an evergreen or
no, it's
deciduous?
It's not a huge tree. It's not a sapling either. You know, it's got a fairly stout trunk. It's, you know, probably a good 4 feet in diameter. But the whole tree is not more than maybe 12 feet high. It's got leaves, you know, it's kind of got a big bushy crown, lots of leaves on it. Which are all green.
I'll try to make a kind of a mental picture of the tree, so I can describe it to the others, and maybe they do know something about trees.
I'm going to head get into the property and go and have a look around on the ground near the tree or a little bit out. I mean, possibly, you know, another agate stone or stone necklace, you know, stone and necklace. Or... Mm-hmm.
Sure. Mr. Romero, as you are looking at the tree from a distance and making a mental picture of it, give me an intelligence roll.
Yeah, that is a hard success.
I mean, at some level, you know, one tree looks like another, right? You know, kind of all oak trees look the same. Kind of all birch trees look the same. You know, not sure what kind of tree this
tree-est is. Treeist much?
But yes, just a little bit. But gosh darn it, this tree looks familiar to you. The more you look at it, the more familiar it looks.
From one of my visions?
No.
Okay.
Carolina's picture.
Yes.
I forgot there was a tree there. What else? What was there on the picture? Just people? Or the house? The building, I mean.
The Hoffman building, the six of you. And you'd be willing to believe it was this tree. As interpreted through the eyes of a 10-year-old girl in crayon.
Okay.
Mr. Michael, squeezing through the gate.
Yep.
Walking boldly.
I just checked my head.
Fenced off construction site in the middle of the workday.
Mm-hmm.
Trucks are driving around. Walk right up to the tree. Have a look at it. You're just looking around the tree, looking in the dirt, looking in the tree.
Yep. Basically, yeah, looking around at the dirt at the base of the tree. I mean, like, is there anything carved in, around, in a circle around the tree? You know, maybe there's, like, stones or something, you know, placed in a pattern around it. I mean, do I recognize this tree from our picture, from the pictures? Because my picture, I don't think had a tree in it.
No.
It was outside the building. No. Nope. Okay.
Only one picture of Carolina's had a tree in it. It wasn't one of the ones given to the six of you, but it has the six of you in it, or some of you in it.
Oh, is this the one we found in her room? Or Okay. I mean, do I recognize it from that picture myself?
Intelligence roll?
My intelligence, 81. My intelligence is 80, so I just miss out.
No.
That's right. I'll basically look at the base of the tree, feel around, scrub around in the dirt a little bit.
Spot hidden roll.
06. So my spot hidden 63. So that's an extreme success.
You find dirt and roots.
Okay.
And that's it. Give me another intelligence roll.
Zero five.
So, I mean, you find nothing other than the tree and the dirt and the gravel around it. It occurs to you that you would have at least expected to find some ants.
Animal life.
Some leaves. I mean, it's the middle of October. All the other trees are changing color and the leaves are starting to fall. Or, you know, falling by now.
Yeah.
This tree, the leaves are green. There's no dead leaves around it. There's nothing.
Does the ground feel also, the other thing I was just thinking, does the ground itself feel damp at all? Like, you know, someone's watering the tree?
Not noticeably, no.
Because, yeah, I was thinking, you know, it's growing here. Is it in the middle of the plot or off to one side?
Pretty close to the middle, whether it's exactly in the geographical, in the geometrical center of the rectangle that is this block. Probably not, mm-hmm. but it's close.
Jim, is someone paying attention to him? I look around to see if someone has called attention for anyone.
Spot hidden roll.
Sneaky. That is a success. Early success, but a success.
Some of the people driving by, you know, clearly turn and look. But no, you know, but beyond that, no one, you know, no one is like stopping and staring or, you know,
okay.
yelling out their window, will, hey, get out of there. What are you, you know?
Yeah.
So I will, people I'll are noticing, but there's no undue attention, it seems.
I will follow him then. I will squeeze through the gate and go towards Peter.
Okay.
Oh, when you. When Frank gets up to me, I go, Frank, do you have the necklace on you?
I do have the brooch.
Or the pendant. No, for brooch, sure. Oh, brooch, sorry. The brooch, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do that thing around this tree?
And we've got a look time. At the specific... I need to look at a specific date as well.
We've got a date, 21st of June, 8:56 AD at 4:05 AM.
All right, let me give it a try. I was thinking that maybe they hide something inside the tree. No, it's an old tree, so maybe it's still inside somewhere. But yeah, let me give that a try. And I'll take the brooch and look into the past.
Okay.
If my power roll allows me to. Which is a success.
Okay.
So you critical.
Focus into the brooch. You're focused on this lot on the 21st of June, 8:56 AD at 4:05 AM. And you feel it happening, right? You kind of... Your eyes kind of go soft, and the, you know, it's like the brooch expands just as it did before, kind of filling your whole vision with this, you know, kind of pink and gray fog that then clears, and you find yourself looking down at the site. Lose a D3 sand.
Three points. Very nice. Thank you, Jim.
And one magic point.
Okay. I have my full magic points at this point, right? Because
yeah, yeah.
the time that has passed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you see a group of men. They're kind of dressed in heavy fur cloaks. And they are digging around the site. One of them stops and pulls up something out of the ground. The others turn and start walking towards him. You keep watching?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Lose another magic point.
Okay.
And they come up to him and they stand around examining, you know, from this high perspective, right? You're, you know, it's like you're at a height enough that you can see the entire block, right? You can see he's holding something, some, you know, something small enough to be held in one hand, but, you know, it's, you know, big enough you can see it, but you can't see what it is, right? It's, you know, maybe the size of a baseball or something.
Okay.
And they're kind of crouched around it, and they, you know, they kind of point and are stood around it for a few minutes, and then they turn and start to walk off. Keep watching?
Yes.
You can lose another magic point as they walk out of sight.
Okay, what about the... Did they drop something here, then?
They did not. And I should say, at this time, the entire site is basically kind of sand and scrub.
Yeah, but they didn't plant the tree or had something on a hall or something like that during that time.
Doesn't seem that way, no.
All right, I'll stop looking. Nothing useful.
Let us cut back to Mr. Griffin. So you've taken your library books home and you're going to read for a little bit before going to work, Mr. Griffin?
I am.
Okay. Give me another library use roll.
Oh, that is surprisingly a success.
Okay. So scanning through the, you know, through the books that you find, you find reference to a site, you've not heard of it before, in Canada, Newfoundland, called Lansdowne Meadows, discovered maybe 15 years ago, that is hypothesized to be a Viking site in the New World. You know, the book itself is a couple years old, so, you know, it kind of says, well, maybe, maybe not, you know, but, you know, many archaeologists believe that this is evidence of, you know, Vikings having made it to the New World. But beyond that, there's no other discussion of Vikings in the New World.
All right. Well, I'll just keep reading through until it's time to go to work.
Okay. Let's get over to Mr. Mazur. You were headed to the land registry, geological surveys.
Yeah. See if I can find anything out about what they found out on this particular job site.
The Washington Heights
site? Washington Heights to start with, yep.
Okay. Library use roll.
38 is a one shy. It's a normal success.
You know, it takes you a couple hours to kind of dig through. And there are plenty of geological surveys, you know, throughout Washington Heights.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing tied to that site, nothing tied to Boyce Construction within the past year and a half.
All right, cool. Am I out of time, or can I also look for, like, our site or one of the other sites?
I'll let you look for one other site, sure.
All right, I will do the one closest to us then. Our site, yeah.
You can keep that same library use role. That's fine. You don't find anything.
Okay. Is it all right?
Let us cut back to Amboy.
So I wanted to, you know, thinking about the amount of time that may have taken this tree to grow and all that, see if I can spot something on top of it. Kind of looking for another relic, to be honest.
Spot hidden roll.
I pass, spot, normal success.
Much like Mr. Michael before you find nothing but leaves and tree.
up in the tree, because I was about to say there was no leaves on the ground, though.
Correct.
I'll just walk this area and have a basically look at the ground as I walk around the dirt or the graveled area, just seeing if I can spot anything glinting out in this whole section.
I will let you walk around the section and make another spot hit and roll.
Um, 44, which will be a success. It will be a normal success.
You find a shovel.
God.
Just so there's a shovel here?
Yep, somebody left a shovel.
But okay. Did there look like anything that's been recently disturbed?
No. I mean, this isn't any different than the site around the Hoffman building, right? There's,
Yeah, but they were leveled a while ago, and just finding a random tool, I think, that was left behind. Interesting. So this tree, just wait, I'll look back at the tree. The size of the tree, I take it, it's reasonably old-ish. You know, you're talking about years old, not months. Because when they put in for the... Sorry, I'm just trying to work through my head. When they put in for the demolition of these areas, it's like a year ago.
That would be
to correct. Level up, is that... That is correct. But that tree looks like it's older than a year, Jim?
It was actually a year and a half ago, but yeah. Probably. I mean, certainly you've seen trees growing. They don't, grow this fast.
No. And even planted by a sapling. I mean, and the ground didn't look like it had been like someone's actually physically taken a full-grown tree and put it there.
Correct.
I'll just write down some notes about like the leaf shapes and that sort of stuff, because I might actually have a look up in a library, try to find some information about what sort of tree it could be.
Seems perfectly reasonable to me.
Cool. I think we should head back. Frank, what do you think? I don't think there's much more here. You said you only saw a guy walk past this area, but not do anything. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. They were kind of gathered here, but I wonder if there's something else we're missing.
Well, could there be like another one of these trees in another location? Was the tree back there back then?
No, there was no tree by them, but they dig something out of the ground. Jim, can I see can I remember where the digging site was pretty much? It was on the same place as the tree is today, or was it somewhere else?
The answer to the first part of the question is yes, you can remember. The answer to the second part of the question is no.
Okay, where was it then?
It was over that ways a little bit. Just some seemingly random spot on the site.
I'll grab the shovel and head over to worry points. Sorry.
There's something off with this tree, though. No ants, no. Why is it that there's only one tree here growing? Someone should have to put a seed of it and care for it, or it is just like a brush and it is magical somehow.
Hmm.
Should we take the tree down?
moving from trespassing to vandalism in one.
Well, you can consider that as you make your way home to get to work this evening. I think this will be a good place to end the session for today.